Thought we'd check in today with Pam Campbell out at Columbia Central, superintendent there. See how they're wrapping up the year and then getting ready for next year. How you doing, Pam?
Well, Columbia Central graduates would be graduating tonight, so it's a bittersweet day, I think, out here. And our Columbia Options High School, they would have graduated last night, and so those have both been postponed till later in the summer.
So you hope to have some sort of ceremony then?
We do. We've tentatively postponed the Columbia Central graduation to July 24th. And we're hoping to be able to hold it then, depending on what the executive orders and the CDC says by that time. And then the Columbia Options graduation has been delayed until August 18th, and that gives us a little bit more time as well. So, but we're excited about how the distance learning has gone. Our teachers have done a wonderful job, and our students are wrapping up the year. Yesterday, our high school staff went out and took baskets to our seniors, so they got a chance to drop a basket off, and our community came together to fund the baskets, and they had candy and stuff for college, and anything you can think of was in it. So that was a great day.
Pam, everybody we talked to, they're amazed at how their teachers and students have handled all this.
Well, our teachers have done a great job. They've been very creative and innovative as they've reached out to their students. You know, some students, of course, don't have internet capability, and so we've done paper packets. And in fact, we ended up doing paper packets for all of our K-6 students because a lot of the parents really were interested in having paper and pencil activities for their students. And in addition, our Great Start Readiness program and our tuition preschool, they did paper packets as well. So those children have continued learning. So, you know, you think about, we talk about K-12 all the time, but those little itty-bitties, those preschool students, they need education as well. And they have really come through, I think. So it's been an exciting time. It's been difficult for parents who have been working and trying to work with their students at home. And so we're excited for the fall, and we're anticipating going back to school every day and having everybody in school.
Yeah, of course, daycare, a big issue, isn't it?
It is. That as the country starts to open up, and you know, certainly as Michigan goes back to work, we need to provide a safe place for our students. So while some students would be able to stay home in the fall, most students wouldn't be able to. And school is really the safest place for students. We have high level of cleaning standards. We follow CDC and what the health department says as far as cleaning. And so it's really a great opportunity to get a chance to work with our students in a positive and safe environment.
Well, I know you've met with the superintendents here locally, some lawmakers, and it's going to be a challenge, isn't it, going forward?
It is, certainly, because I think people have been almost really traumatized through this whole experience. You know, as our counselors have reached out to the students at home, you know, they've heard just how sad the kids have been, being really isolated from their teachers. You know, teachers are a big part in a student's life, and so isolated from their teachers and from their peers. And even though you can see them on a screen, it's not the same as, you know, playing on the playground or, you know, sitting and talking in lunch or whatever it is that student really enjoys. So I think we're really anticipating a great reopening, but it's not going to be without challenges.
Yeah, for you and the board, it's a budget challenge, too, that besides all of this other stuff.
Well, certainly, because the rumors are rampant about cuts, and we certainly hope that the state and the federal government will be able to come through for the students of Michigan, because that's what it's all about. It's all about taking care of our students. These are our next generation. These are the kids that we're going to depend on, you know, as we, the teachers and the administrators and the, and just people at large in Michigan, as we age into the next, part of our life, I think we're going to depend on these students. And so we need to make sure that they have the best education, possible. And so we need to make sure that this is a priority. I know we need to fix our roads. I know we need to do other things, but children are the future. And so we need to make sure that we take care of our children. And so hopefully your listeners and, you know, the parents and of Jackson County will reach out to their legislatures and encourage them to keep students as a priority, because it's very, very, very important. And we've, you know, struggled with what to do, what is our next step, just because, you know, we want to make sure that, that students are priority one.
Have you talked to anybody that has a good handle on what the next step is? I guess that's probably a guessing game right now.
No, I think I talked to a friend of mine yesterday, and he said, you know, the problem is it's not just day to day that things are changing or week to week. It's minute to minute. So, you know, we hear something and then, you know, 15 minutes later we hear something else, and, you know, 20 minutes later. So it is difficult to keep a handle on it, and we're working to the best of our ability to, set forth a positive, vision for the future and to make sure that Columbia students are priority one.
So looks like what, a full graduation, if everything goes according to July 24th?
That's right. For our Columbia Central graduates, they'll get a chance to do their graduation. They'll actually have a whole senior week. We've got a prom planned. They've planned baccalaureate and graduation and their senior breakfast. And then our option students then would be August 18th. And not only do we have students who are graduating, you know, normal high school students from our Columbia Options program, but we also have an adult ed program, which is the adult ed program for the whole county. And so we have some people who've, you know, really focused on achieving that diploma. And so we want to make sure that we honor those people.
Pam Campbell, superintendent at Columbia. Pam, appreciate the visit. Stay safe out there.
You too. Have a great day.
Take care.